Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Good morning. Good morning and a happy 2024. But you know, I've been thinking a lot about that word, happy 2024. And today I'd like us to consider a little bit about our thoughts and our decisions and why we make the decisions we make. And I want to be controversial here and challenge us to think about the goals that we set around becoming happier, being happy. And I actually think that that shouldn't be the goal and that we ought to be asking ourselves, how can I be a better version of myself? How can I do hard things? How can I be more resilient? How can I conquer myself a little bit more? Because happiness is a byproduct of suffering. Mm-hmm. It sounds contradictory. It sounds paradoxical. It sounds like those statements that you wonder, did she just make a mistake there? But no, there's no mistake. I actually think in 2024, our goals should be aligned to our systems to help us refine ourselves and become a higher, purer version of who we are. And what do I mean by that? So as you know, I've been reading, last year my goal was to read 100 books. And, well, I didn't quite get to 100, but I read about 80 of them, which I will be reviewing through our socials over the next couple of weeks, the books that really made a difference. And, you know, I think that there are a couple of books that really stood out for me. And The 12 Rules for Life by Jordan B. Peterson is a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. And it talks about 12 rules. And rule number 7, which is a fascinating rule, says pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. Pursue what is meaningful, not what is expedient. I guess the first question to ask you, and in this session, in this podcast, is what is meaningful to you? What is meaningful? You know, when you think about meaningful things, they're not just about the here and now. You know, it's about realizing that life is suffering. That's what it is. So I think that this idea that life should be easy, life should always be happy, positive, is leading towards what is called toxic positivity. And the minute you recognize that life is suffering and that is part and parcel of our human existence, guess what? You stop being surprised. You stop being taken aback when things are tough, when you fail. And I remember, you know, doing some exams many years ago and really struggling because those particular exams or professional exams, and when I failed, I had to do a retake of one of them as opposed to the set of three. The first humiliation was that your results are actually put on the notice board. The second humiliation was that you can't get promoted unless you pass that exam, even if your work was stellar. And the third piece is that you get to be given bigger assignments, but not with a commensurate compensation benefit. So on three levels, you felt like a total failure. But, you know, I remember one time we were even given time to go and study, but I couldn't get that. I couldn't take that time out because my projects were still running. I had to complete them before I even take what was granted leave, study leave, to go and study. And finally, when I got the last few days of a full month, which was, I was hoping I'd get the full month, but I actually got a few days, I was so stressed out. And I remember panicking for a moment there. Then I reminded myself something that I had learned from one of my mentors.
that if it is not difficult, it'll not build you. If it is not difficult, it'll not build you. And I'm not saying just look for difficult, hard things. I mean, look to be more faithful. Look to be more faithful to the assignment you have been given. Don't look to just finish it. Don't look to be happy as you're doing it. No. In fact, I think that our human existence has everything to do with us choosing a set of problems that we want to deal with. So life is suffering, and choose to be faithful. So, you know, one of the things that I chose to do, I said I would have to sanitize my mind. And, you know, I was in my 20s. I mean, just look back and thank God for those mentors who spoke life. There were no podcasts. There's none of this. I mean, we didn't even have cell phones. We were relying on a landline in the office. And if your landline at home, if you had the privilege of having a landline at home, that hopefully it was working. Otherwise, the phone booths were your only way of really accessing anybody. And the books you would read, the limited books you may have had access to, whether you borrowed them or whether you had the chance to go to a library. And I remember sanitizing the people I met for those 3 days. I was like, I am not going to go into certain spaces. I am not going to allow myself to let my mind wander. It's going to be laser focus on working on these exams. And you know the confusion that sometimes happens when you know your exams run in a certain order. But that year, for some reason, they had rejigged the order. So instead of paper one, which is always paper one, paper two was now paper one. So the day before the exam, first, I have very few days to study. I've been trying to study when I get home after 10 p.m. while everyone else had study leave. And at the same time, I know the stakes are very high. If I don't pass this exam, my employer is going to start questioning whether I should be working with them. Because when you're sponsored to do something and then you don't do it well, it shows that you have absolute contempt for your employer. So I didn't want to be in that space. And really, I was really, really struggling to finish off this professional exam. So I actually thought, let me just look at the order of exams so that then I just aligned my studying. So I had been studying for the weekend. Now it was Monday. I thought, let me look at the timetable. I looked at the timetable, and the following day, there was going to be a paper. And I realized that what used to be paper two had now been moved up to become paper one. So the window of time that I was relying on to fine-tune my revision for paper one and paper two, now everything was jumbled up. The first thing I did was to cry. When I look back, I'm like, well, I was just a girl. I cried. And then I told myself, well, Patricia, you come from a family that does not allow challenges to set you down. You're also a daughter of God. Can you just pray? So after crying, lamenting, I decided now the tears are almost over. Let me cry. Let me pray. Let me ask God for wisdom to just remember what I have read, and that the examiner may ask what I remember. What kind of prayers are those? But you know, when you're desperate, you will pray for whatever it is that you really need. And then I remembered to wear colors that will give me confidence. There's something called color psychology. I wore a red top, I remember. And I went off to do the exam. And I remember meeting people who were rattling formulae. And I was like, I don't even want to hear it because my confidence is hanging on a very thin, thin surface, like thin ice, you know? But I remember getting into that exam room and saying, Patricia, did you waste time? Mudhoni, did you waste time? Were you just perambulating and you know, partying? And no, you did not. Did you give it your best under the circumstances? Yes. Can you pray and ask your guardian angel to help you to really choose the questions that you can answer and do an exceptional job with them? Okay. So I had also been taught how to offer up. So I decided, now this question is because I know that they will provide a challenge of some kind. Let me offer that effort also as a prayer for some people who I knew needed to also pass this exam because they were parents and the inability to pass this exam meant that they would lose their jobs. I was still single. I mean, I needed the job, but I think there are some people who needed it so much more. And I remember some of my friends who had kind of gotten discouraged or unwell. Anyway, I had a long list to pray for. So I assigned questions. I said, whatever question one I'll choose, question two, question three, I'm also putting it as an effort. The effort I'll put not to be discouraged, to give it my best, will also be for my family and for all these intentions. I get on. And you know, I looked at the paper and I was like, oh my goodness, this looks like something I had read. Let me have the presence of mind to remember it. And 3 hours later, we're done with that paper. We had a 2-hour break, quickly spruced up my notes for the next paper, then got into it with, you know, that clarity of, you know, I'm not doing this paper alone. I'm doing it with the angels and saints and my memory. And anyway, the work I've been doing is also practicing what we've been learning. So just give it your best, Pat. Give it your best. And you know, I finished that paper the following day. That was the third paper and we were done. And you finish your paper and you go back to work that afternoon because your work is still waiting for you. And I remember saying, what an experience that was. Please God, may I pass those exams. And guess what? At the end of it all, I passed that professional exam. And I was way on my way to become a full professional in that particular area of expertise. But when I look back, the joy that came out of that suffering was a lot more than any other joy I would have felt. So today, as you look at 2024, on the 17th of January is the global day of ditching your New Year resolutions. Can you believe it? I might think that day came out from a cynic. But I want you, rather than think about ditching your resolutions, refine your goal and determine your systems. Refine your goal. Let this year be the year that you ditch those bad habits. Let this be the year that you choose faithfulness over happiness. Because this thing of happiness and comfort is very short-lived. So I've had a rough day. I come home. Oh, I want to feel better. Let me watch Series X. And oh, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, episode 4. By the time I'm going to bed, I am dizzy with, oh my goodness, it can't be 1 a.m. Huh? And yet I know I ought to have read. I needed to do some housework. I needed to engage with my family. I probably needed to exercise. But I chose to mute my problems of a tough day with a series. And there's no problem with watching a series. It's just a matter of moderation. And so sometimes we're looking for comfort. We're looking to be happy. We even ask. We ask our friends, we ask our family, we ask our spouses, are you happy? Are you feeling happy with that decision? I think the question ought to be, how faithful are you to that decision? How faithful are you to that calling? How faithful are you to following through on your word? And as a result of that faithfulness, be sure that you will face suffering. And as you face suffering, I want you to remember that there are a couple of things that we can try and do. Delay your gratification. Delay it. That thing you want to do now and you're not supposed to do it, don't do it. Delay that gratification until a later date. Your next best self will thank you for that. Because by delaying it, what you're doing is you are strengthening your character muscle. And your character muscle is the one that helps you overcome suffering. So this 2024, I want to encourage you, don't seek happiness. Let me encourage you to seek fidelity, to be faithful to the divine assignment that has been given to you. I want to encourage you, where you're working, the business you're doing, the family you're in, is exactly what God has planned for you. Divine, divine planning, may I say. So how about we walk into this year with confidence as opposed to confidence? Realizing that in this situation, there is something I'm meant to learn. And if I can learn it and I can do my very best, then happiness will be an outcome. It will be a byproduct of my fidelity to this particular assignment, whatever that assignment is. To that mother who's a housewife, who's a stay-at-home mom, and is feeling as if the rest of the world has moved forward. As you change that diaper, as you plan the menu, may you do it with such love and fidelity that joyfulness, not even better than happiness, will be the outcome to you and for your family. To you, the CEO, who's thinking of expanding your business across new frontiers, may you choose to do that diligently, ethically, so that as you do so, not only will your personal brand, but more importantly, your conscience will thank you for doing the right thing. Doing the right thing, not the efficient, expedient thing. For you, the student who's just started the school year, who's thinking about exams and thinking about projects and possibly thinking about your social life, delay the gratification. Your friends will be there. The parties, they can only increase. But there's something called a non-refundable season. And every season we are in is non-refundable. So how I choose to be faithful in it makes all the difference. 2024 is non-refundable. May you choose to be faithful to each and every assignment you're given rather than to seek joy. May you choose to look at life with a mindset of suffering is part of life. In fact, let me embrace that suffering. The suffering of waking up early. The suffering of sleeping late because you have to study. The suffering of loving a family, even when sometimes it's difficult. The suffering of taking care of a friend. Of being a good friend, even when you don't feel lovable. Or the other person for that matter. The suffering of bringing up children because you know that here are children who have been given to you. You're a custodian for a season. So the suffering of tough conversations, the suffering of following through on your commitment when you don't feel like it, the suffering of receiving feedback and feeling that's unfair, but actually maybe it's fair. Let me pay attention. The suffering, I can continue that list. What suffering are you facing? It's part and parcel of life. So 2024 is a non-refundable season. Make it count. My name is Dr. Patricia Murugami, and this year is your non-refundable season. Choose to be faithful more than just being happy.